Hello, I want to welcome you to the broadcast today. My name is Chaplain Bonnie Gregory, and I pray today that you're having a wonderful day in the Lord and you're enjoying the blessings of God. Right now, I'd like to pray with you for the few minutes that I have on the radio. Lord, I pray for all my listeners. Ask that you touch and meet their needs. Bless them through your word today. And God, if there be one listening that's not born again, give them revelation knowledge that they must be born again. Let them know that the only way into you, God the Father, is through your Son, Jesus Christ. Let them know that they must be born again. We pray now for our nation and ask God that you bless America, keep America safe, give our leaders wisdom and understanding which to lead our country. Protect us with dispatch angels all about us this day, I pray. And we ask for mercy. We pray for mercy over our country in Jesus' precious name. Amen. In the book of Psalms, chapter 25, verse 5, Psalms 25, 5, it says, lead me in thy truth and teach me, for thou, O God, of my salvation, on thee do I wait all the day. It says here, lead me into thy truth and teach me. Teach me. Lead me and teach me. Do you know that God will lead you in the path that you need to go? He will teach you how to go and help you. I was thinking about when my husband accepted Jesus Christ as his Lord and Savior. I married my husband when he was 28 years old, and he was definitely not a churchgoer. And he always had a comeback when people tried to win him for the Lord. He always had some sharp remark to make to them. He was a hard man to reach. And one night late in our home, it was very late at night, about 9 o'clock, a knock came on our door. And he looked at me and said, who is that? I said, well, I don't know who it is. And he slung the door open, and he looked down at this man standing at the foot of our steps and said, what do you want? The man looked at my husband, and this is what he said. He said, I come to tell you about Jesus. And I thought, oh, my gracious, this is where it's going to get really bad. We did not know this man, never had seen him before, didn't know nothing about him. And I thought, oh, gracious, he's going to show himself now, and my husband's going to run him off. And surprisingly to me, my husband said, okay, come on in. I want to hear what you got to say. And the man said this. He said, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life. And then he quoted, he said, the Lord didn't come to condemn, but he come to give us life and give it more abundantly. And I saw a melting in my husband's heart that I had never seen before. And that man, that stranger that we had never met and never seen since that night, looked at my husband and said, would you like to accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior? And I held my breath, and my husband said, yes, I would. And he got down by our sofa, and that man knelt down beside of him. And he prayed a sinner's prayer with my husband. And my husband that night gave his heart to Jesus. Well, he was never the same. He was never the same. He was opened the gates, and all full-fledged he went. Wholeheartedly he served God until the day he died. And the last 38 years of his life we spent in truck stops all across the country, preaching in truck stops. And his last entry in his prayer book was 5,599 souls he had won to Christ that he knew of, and he prayed over that prayer request every day. And I always think about that one man that let God lead his path, that one man that taught him how to go, that one man that knocked on our door, that one man that was brave enough to stand and tell my husband in love about Jesus, that one man that got down and prayed with my husband, changed our lives, and my grandson, and my son, and my great-grandchildren, and all these people that we met over the years. Nothing will we receive, but I know all honor and glory goes to Jesus, but great will be that reward of that one man that knocked on the door that night and told us about Jesus. Oh, my gracious, you can make a difference in that person's life. Don't pass them by. Let God, as the Word says, lead me in truth and teach me. And God will direct your path, and He is the God of salvation. And the Scripture said, thou art the God of my salvation. He is the God of your salvation. And I'm asking you right now, would you receive Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior? Say, Lord, I'm a sinner. Forgive me of my sins. Come into my heart. And if you pray that prayer with sincerity, you'll be saved.